Five college-age students from Rwanda visited the St. Cloud Community and University last week on a tour, I Debate Rwanda, to talk about the importance of forgiveness in the aftermath of genocide. During the Rwandan genocide in 1994, 1 million lives were lost in 100 days. The students make up a debate team who are traveling the country to talk about the effects of the genocide. So far, they visited Rochester, New York, and Miami, Florida. Bruce Ndawali is a member of the team and talks about the message they're spreading.
We're here as a debate team that is doing a tour in the USA called Voices from the Post-Genocide Generation. And a lot of people know Rwanda only because of the genocide. So we're here to also talk about the reconstruction process and reconciliation process after the genocide. And most importantly, how debate can be used as a tool to get to that unity and reconciliation.
St. Cloud State University hosted the debate September 27th in the Ritchie Auditorium. Before the debaters got underway, President Ashish Faidia made an introductory statement, and the Rwandan students shared personal stories from the aftermath of the 1994 genocide. Sharon Bayangana told how she's been affected.
We're voices from a post-genocide generation. Our parents were direct victims or perpetrators of the genocide. I was affected because I did not grow up with a grandfather. Growing up like that, there's a part of my family I do not know. And what we're doing is sending the message that your voice matters, regardless of whether you were affected by the genocide directly or indirectly. What we just want to say is that your voice matters and your story needs to be heard as well.
The other three members of the debate team include Amos Fruaha, Angela Kago, and Harmony Isabani. A common question these students get from audience members is, why debate? How can debate help you overcome and spread the message of forgiveness after genocide? Harmony has her own opinion.
Debate, for me, is a way to liberate myself by voicing my emotions, my questions, my uncertainties. Debate is a way to, it helps me to have critical thinking. You know, I'm able to analyze situations, know that there's always two sides of the story and wanting to find out all the time.
On September 29th, a couple days after the debates at SCSU, the Rwandan students visited the City Council chambers to share their personal stories before, during, and after the genocide. A reception followed the presentation catered by African Yen. Now, the iDebate team is traveling to Michigan, then making stops in Oklahoma, California, Utah, Idaho, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and, for a second time, New York. The team is sponsored by the Center for Holocaust and Genocide Education, College of Liberal Arts, and American Democracy Projects. Reporting for KVSC, I'm Karina Borash.